David, quite an end to the game. Have you ever seen a shootout quite like that?
Not one as bad as that. Yeah, you know, it's part of the entertainment, isn't it? You know, you come as a football fan to be entertained, and I think we all have been tonight. Either way, it would have gone, genuinely. I was happy with certain aspects of tonight's play, apart from obviously, you know, not scoring a goal in the full duration of the game. I think that's the thing that's probably disappointed me tonight. The fitness of the players was outstanding. Dawson, Perks could have carried on running tonight all night. Johnny's Mavoto, you know, he stepped up to the Championship, and with his pre-season games and his pre-season programme, he's getting better by each game. Delighted with the players who sort of not been involved in most of the games. Jim O'Brien, Thomas Sisker, Jason Scotland come on and really sort of energised the team, and so did Thomas Sisker. So, you know, I've said to the lads after the game, the players who's come in and joined in, you know, the game tonight, they've done excellent, and I've been delighted with them professionals. So, you know, it's a good night's work. Thought we completely dominated the game. Certainly the second half, it, you know, was quite staggering at times, the force we played at, but just that end product wasn't there. And it's something we need to work on, but, you know, delighted with a lot of the aspects. I'm delighted that we've had to come actually through 120 minutes of football.
Are you concerned about that, the chances and the fact they haven't scored in the two games so far, or is it just something that you'll
work on? I don't do concern. You know, we try and do solutions. That's what we've done from day one. We've been trying to bring a striker in, as everybody knows, and he's got to be right for this group. So we'll keep looking, we'll keep ploughing away. I think we've got 4 weeks still to find that striker, and we're just going to keep ploughing away until we do. So, you know, there's a lot of the approach play was excellent, the use of the ball management, the game management was good tonight, and there were some really good performances in terms of energy levels tonight.
Do you practice spot kicks as a team?
No, we don't, and it's something that, you know, it's there for the moment. I really do believe that. You know, I know England at every tournament have practiced, you know, spot kicks, but we've never won one. It's the pressure, you know. Chris O'Grady didn't want one. Jim O'Brien, you know, couldn't run anymore. He's struggling running up to the kick, and they're telling you that they don't fancy it. So, you know, I asked the players. We had a list. I asked the players, and, you know, them who stepped up. They know, you know what's in your legs. After 120 minutes, you know what you've still got in your legs. I mean, Chris O'Grady, I see that one off. The guy was out on his feet after the shift he put in on Saturday, and then, you know, a shift. I mean, don't forget, a lot of this team played 90 minutes against, you know, Wigan and with 10 men for sort of 35 minutes. So, incredible. The fitness levels are where they want them to be, and that's what I'm delighted about.
It's good to have a guy like Luke Steele in your goal that can pull off some quite exceptional saves in the shootout.
You know, Steele is made for these nights. You know, he's the save at the end was Luke Steele-esque. You know what I'm saying? It was brilliant. And you know, he's composed, he's thoughtful. The concentration levels are brilliant in a penalty shootout. But he's got the agility. And, you know, I said it when we signed him back. We signed him again. Possibly signed the best shot stopper in the league. And he's proved that again tonight. And it's surprising me because the penalty, you know, you just want him as a keeper just to smash it down the middle. And he's gone for a stanch, like, but if it goes in, it's fairy tale stuff. And, you know, it's mad.
You talked before the game about trying to build some momentum. Now, you've got a penalty shootout when, yes, you didn't get the goal, but is this something that can help to start build something?
No. What, because we got beat off Wigan?
No, I'm just talking about building on the fact that you've now won this tonight, and actually that cup run that can start things moving now.
Yeah, we've been moving for 6 months. Yeah. We've been moving through the summer. We're a club moving. That's what I do know, and I'm amazed and baffled by, you know, some of what I've read. And I think it's been the Wigan hysteria, I really do, and because the Premiership's not started. I went to Blackpool last night and, you know, watched the Championship team and, you know, get beat off of Preston. So I think there's been a few mad results tonight as well. But they're not mad results, you know. It's 10v10 outfield players, and in any one given time, you've got an opportunity. But we're doing what we're doing. We're focused on a plan. That plan won't change. It'll keep improving. I do know that. I really do know that. And as the season progresses, we'll keep improving. There's a real determination to get better. This group want to get better. And we're growing daily.
Martin Crady went off with an injury tonight. David, what's the early prognosis?
Yeah, you know, this. We're not sure what knee damage it is, but you know, we can only give a clear indication what that is tomorrow. Well, you know, it's serious enough to get a scan on it tomorrow, so we'll get a scan on it tomorrow, and then see where the land lies tomorrow, really.